Okay, hi. My name is Shaisha Terror. I'm here with the Twisted Youngins. And I'm just here to share my testimony, how the Lord brought me from homelessness, losing my mother, and how he filled my heart, and how that led to purpose.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to Twisted Youngins, the most unorthodox show on the globe. We hope everyone is having a blessed day, staying safe, staying out the way. Jesus is Lord, and we are here back again with another testimony to share with you all. As always, I am one of your hosts, Myra B. King.
And this is Desi Des, and today we have a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Shaisha Terry. I'm 27 years old. And I write songs and stories trying to bring hope and uplift people after the Lord healed me, after I lost my mother in homelessness.
Amen. How old were you when you came to the Lord?
24.
Nice, nice. And what was your life like before that? Like, how were you living your life before then?
I mean, I always knew God. I was raised up in the church, but I never had a relationship with him. I was still in the world, you know, listening to all kinds of music, you know, masturbating, still praying at the same time, double-minded.
And you say you were raised inside the church.
Yeah, my grandma was big on church. She made us all go into church, and she had a relationship with God, and that's how God was even brought into my life.
Yeah.
Nice. How was your childhood?
My childhood, it was like a pretty decent childhood. I mean, me and my father weren't really like that close because he wasn't helping like financially, and him and my mother weren't together. I mean, she was struggling a lot by herself because he really wouldn't do his part, and he kept like trying to come back with her, but you know, she wasn't taking him back.
Did you have brothers?
I have an older sister.
Older sister?
Yeah, besides that, I'm the youngest.
She grew up in the same household as well?
No, she stayed with her mom. My dad and her, they're not that close, but I mean, they talk.
So this is like your dad's child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're growing up inside the church, and you explained that you're still double-minded. What exactly what you were doing at that time? I know you touched on it briefly. Do you mind walking down that path?
Yeah, like definitely. Like even when I was like going to church, or like I would say forced to go because I really wasn't thinking about no church or none of that. You know, I just wanted to hang out with my friends and chill at that time, especially when I came to stay with my father, because there was a situation where my mom had got locked up for a time and I had to go stay with him, which really wasn't my first choice but I had nowhere else to go. So I had to stay with them and, you know, go to church. And it was different than living with my mother. And I mean, she knew God too, but not like my grandmother. Like, she was talking about relationship, and I didn't really get it because I wasn't in relationship with him. So, like, even when we would pray and do stuff like that, like I said, I would be masturbating or going outside and still in the world, you know, doing stuff, not listening to what my grandma would say, causing trouble and stuff like that.
What kind of woman was your mother?
She was a good woman, but she had her ups and downs, in and out of jail a little bit. You know, still not doing things the right way. But first time I really seen how the Lord could work was through her, when she got out the last time she got out, because she was a completely different person.
When did you, because this is a problem in the church, masturbation and porn is a huge problem in the church that Christians do not like talking about. When did you know that that was a problem, that that was something that you could not do?
I would say I probably knew... Probably when I was, it was around the time when I was 24. I knew it was wrong, but I wasn't convicted to stop yet.
If you struggle with lust, baby, you are not alone, because we all struggle with lust. These are the things that I personally have struggled with. And so let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you can begin to overcome lust, because baby, God has freed me. So let's get into it. The first thing you have to do is learn the truth. And I know you're probably like, girl, I don't want to hear that. I already know it's the truth. Like, I already know that this thing I'm doing or struggling with is a sin. Like, I don't need to know. But no, you need to read the exact scriptures about sexual sin and lust, because when you get the truth in you, it will begin to set you free. Now, I'm not saying when you read it, you just gonna magically stop doing it. But however, you will begin to be set free. You need to find scriptures anytime that you are tempted to give into your sexual desires. The reason why you need to do this is because a lot of the time when we're tempted, lies pop into our mind. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, cousin, but when lies pop into your mind, the lies be like, oh yeah, it wouldn't be that bad to give into that sexual desire. Like, it's okay if you do it. I guess it's not really a sin. Like, those lies will pop into your mind. So in order to combat those lies, you need to be speaking scripture over yourself immediately. Eventually, when I did not want to indulge in any type of lusting or sexual sin, I prayed and I asked God for help and wisdom on how to stop. Because if God is the one who said that lusting is a sin, he has to be the one to help us to stop. So if you're not praying, you're not going to be able to stop because you're trying to do it, overcome it in your own strength. This is so important because so many people feel like they can overcome lust by themselves. And let me just let you know something. No, you cannot. Even if you don't feel like you can overcome it by yourself, our actions show that we feel like we can overcome it by ourselves. Because when you're not praying, that is a form of pride. That's a form of you telling God, like, God, I can do it by myself. Just give me time. No, I'm letting you know now. If you do not pray, you will not be able to overcome lust.
Hey, you guys. So I get this question a lot, and that is, how was I delivered or set free from the strongholds and cycles of pornography, masturbation, lust, Jezebel, and a lot of the sexual sins? And in short, the answer is I was delivered. And so what does that mean? What that means and how that looked like for me, it was some personal steps that I had to take on my own, and I'll get ready to share those. But I feel like the dagger that really like stuck the enemy and just really broke the last little chain link that there was in my life was that I was actually in a deliverance session. And so what is that? What does that look like? A very close friend of mine, we actually both operate in healing and deliverance, and people think that Christians can't have demons. And somebody that I really would encourage you to go listen to is Alexander Pagani, and he talks about the difference between if a house has a spider, it doesn't mean that the house is spider possessed. It means that the house possesses a spider. And so you don't have to be possessed by a demon to have demons. A lot of times it will manifest itself in a Christian as oppression and not necessarily possession. However, I did have a lot of sex demons because I did endure some very traumatic things in my childhood and upbringing, was just exposed to a lot. And then as an adult, just continued to expose myself to those things. And so anyways, I'll kind of go back to the beginning. I'm really going to try to keep it short for you guys. But long story short, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was sick and tired of being drained to the point where like the pornography was no longer satisfying me. Masturbation was no longer satisfying me. Like, you get to a point where you do these certain things and it just not appeasing you anymore. It's just like you're just doing it just to be doing it, and you're tired, like your energy is gone, your joy is stolen, you're having mental health problems, you're having a lot of health concerns, you know, things like that. And so long story short, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And mind you, I'm married. And so being married and still struggling with those things, you know, pornography, I would say for me and my husband, stopped very early in the very beginning. However, I thought in my mind that, oh, if I'm not watching pornography, it's okay. I'll just do this act thinking about my husband, and I'll just do this act and not watch pornography. No, like, masturbation is a sexual sin because God created in that type of intimacy, sexual intimacy, to be between husband and wife. And the spilling of seed, whether it's the man and his masturbation or the woman and her masturbation, is blasphemous to God because it's a dishonor to what he created us to do, which is to go forth and multiply the land.
Gotcha. So when you developed the relationship with God, how did you come to terms with that? What made you just sit there and like, man, okay, I need to be serious. I need to get to know who God is. I need to get in the word, read the word. What made you transform?
After he healed me, after I lost my mom and I surrendered to him and he started healing my pain and you know, working on me and different things, I knew I needed to stop because the conviction was strong then at that point. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. I wasn't even getting satisfaction out of it no more.
Well, if you don't mind talking about it, what happened to your mother?
She just passed away suddenly. It was like out of the blue. She was a pretty healthy person. She always took care of herself. But one night she couldn't talk, and I could tell something was wrong. And I called the ambulance, and they came and got her. And I thought I would have time to get to the hospital. But they called me the next morning, and they said she wasn't gone. She was gone, and I needed to just come to the hospital.
I hate to hear that, because especially if you're like the only child, so it's like that's a double whammy.
Yeah. How has this impacted your life with losing your mother and just coming to terms with just getting your life on tracks, finding the spiritual relationship with God?
I say it definitely has changed my life for the better. Even though it was painful, I wouldn't change it for nothing because I wouldn't be how I am today. You know, it caused me to just look at myself and see that there were some things that in my heart that weren't right. And I thought that they were right. Just like with unforgiveness and holding on to things that don't really matter. And just, you know, loving people for who they are and where they are. You know, like the Lord met me where I was at.
Amen. How were you in high school? What is your high school life like?
I was a pretty good kid in high school. I always did my work. I was big into basketball and stuff like that. I mean, I skipped here and there, but besides that, I didn't really get into too much trouble.
You were big into, you who?
I used to.
Okay. What position?
Center.
Okay. So you was posting up and putting the ball in the basket. You was getting a rebound too.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Okay.
That's good. And where are you from?
Schenectady, New York.
And you're in New York currently?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. How are things in New York now? Have you seen the changes versus you growing up to now? We just see on the news things that's going on in New York, different laws being passed, the crime. Like, how is that?
It's like crazy. A lot of crime, a lot of people on drugs, a lot of killings, a lot of crazy stuff is going on.
Okay. Do you have any children? Or are you married?
No children, not married.
Okay.
You got a guy you talking to, though?
Nope. I'm not talking to anybody right now.
Okay. You say you're focusing on the Lord, huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
How do you deal as a single person? Because I'm single. And how do you deal with the battles of the flesh of being single? What keeps you spiritually grounded? You know, how do you fight that battle? And I'm not saying just as far as not masturbation or anything, but as far as like companionship.
Like that type of thing, I just, you know, seek the Lord, spend time with him. I have other people that help me, you know, stay focused and like discipleship and that type of stuff to make sure, you know, it's the right kind of person and just not somebody that may look good on the outside, but not on the inside.
Amen. Because the devil is going to tempt you.
Yes. And wow. So you write poetry, stories?
Yeah, stories and songs.
Do you have like a, you know, a quick verse or a quick something we could hear from you?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, this one is called 5 Minutes in Heaven. I wouldn't focus on the past because seeing you would be a blast. I will focus on your eyes and make up for lost time. I thank the Lord for giving us our time together. It's priceless.
Amen. Amen.
Well, how many poems have you wrote?
I probably have over 20.
Okay. How many songs have you wrote?
About the same.
About 20. Do you perform these songs? You record these songs?
I'm working on doing that, adding the music to it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a church home yet?
I do.
All right. Nice. So before we get out of here, what would be some advice you would give to someone that's looking to get saved or that's not saved, that needs to get saved, that has maybe went through some of the things that you've been? What would be the words that you would say to them?
I would say this: one, seek the Lord and just find some people that really want the best for you and really want come to you with a loving heart and not judgmental, and really will show you what relationship with the Lord is really about and how special it can be, because no love compares to that. You know, no matter what mistake you may do, the Lord never leaves you. And he's only going to make you better and help you do better.
Do you have a dream that stuck out in your memory, like that sticks out in your memory that you've had in the past?
No.
Okay. Do you have any dreams or visions at all? Any spiritual attacks? Maybe anything the Lord may have showed you that may have happened in the near future, or any demonic attacks in your dreams?
No.
Okay. Well, we definitely thank you for your time, and we want to wish you peace, love, and blessings on your spiritual journey. And you keep up the fight, sister.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a blessed day.